Hey everybody, this is Beat the Geeks. It's a little game show. We kind of stole some of the ideas from Comedy Central's game, but it's a little bit different. What we're going to do is we're going to take volunteers from the crowd. You'll have a chance to ask your question to one of our four geeks. The trick is, though, they're going to shoot a question back to you. In doing so, if you get it right, you get a prize. We have fabulous prizes up here. So, without further ado, I will introduce the geeks. In the first chair here, we have G33K. In chair number two, we have the Black Hat Geek. In chair number three, we have Telco Geek. And in chair number four, we have INET Protocol Geek.
They all know way the fuck more than I do.
What we'll do first is we'll take a volunteer from the audience to shoot a question at one of our resident geeks and try to beat them.
Is there any format here? Just ask a question?
Well, I'll come up to you and give you the mic, and you can ask your question.
I think so. Is it required that we answer their questions properly, or can we just shoot the question back at them?
No, you have to answer the question.
I mean, do I have to know the answer to the question I posed?
Yeah.
I was going to ask like time 42. And stuff on DNS, and I got all that up in my room.
if you're going to ask for something interesting, make it like Bill Gates' credit card or something.
No, but I mean, you know, it's got to be something reasonable.
Well,
can it be anything, or like, does it have to be like in a specific?
It can be anything as long as it's technical related.
Uh-oh. We're dead.
Might not like the answer.
From the ground.
Well, do we have anybody to step up and ask a question?
No.
Try to work the floor here a little bit. I don't know how long the cord is.
Okay, does the Java programming language contain generic data types?
You have to pick.
Oh, I got to pick one of you guys?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they specialized in different shit.
No,
I just pick one.
But you have to answer the question they shoot back.
Oh, shit.
Java isn't telco.
Pick which one specializes in programming languages and then ask a question.
If I pick the telco guy, then I get a telco question. So I'm going to be fucked. So I stay away from Nate because he'll fuck me.
That means you have to pick him.
Well, he's going to ask me something about drugs and shit.
It's family fun.
Family fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is being recorded.
Oh, we're not? Well, shit.
The audio feed got slashed out. It's from Ruby.
It got slashed out?
Yeah.
Fuck.
His brother James
stole.
What? Yeah, the guy in the end.
Tell me you.
Yeah, or no.
Or
INET Protocol Geek.
Does Java contain generic data types?
Yeah, Java 1.4.
Well, at least it's true. True or false?
True or false?
Java 1.4. Why don't we say it does?
No, that's wrong.
Oh, okay. Ask me your question back.
One prize so far. I mean, walk away with two.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Why don't you tell me what port POP3S runs on?
POP3 secure?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. I have no idea. One something?
No.
All right, well, you get at least one prize. Let's see what we got for you.
Port 995 TCP.
Woohoo.
Oh, no, dude, that goes with the thumbprint scanner.
That's well, we're not going to give that away then.
Got thumbprint scanner.
I'll give you an Ameritech TNI. Hey, woohoo. All right, do we have anybody else to try to beat one of our geeks? It was donated by an anonymous source. Oh, wow, this is going quick. Woohoo! Nobody has any questions.
Somebody out there's got the balls to come up here.
Anything, as long as it's technical related.
Okay.
In the context of a network connector, what is?
You have to pick your geek.
Right? Oh, I'm sorry. Network or wait, no, telecom geek.
Sure.
In the context of a connector, what does RP stand for?
Reverse polarity.
Fuck.
Oh. Right, so when you have to answer his question.
Okay. All right. On the DTMF keypad, pushing a button creates two simultaneous tones. There's a fourth column on the keypad that is not on regular telephones. It was used in the Autobahn military telephone network to indicate priority levels. What is the tone associated with pushing a button in the fourth column?
I think that's the easiest question he's got written down too.
Prepared.
I've only got three written down. They're getting harder as I write. I'm gonna open that up to the whole audience. If anybody wants to rescue this poor sap who thought he would challenge me.
Yeah, you can still. You might be able to save it if you can answer that. You want to try?
ABCD for right. Yeah. How many hertz?
Oh, okay.
What's that? No, I want to know the tone, the frequency.
No. So, nobody here ever built a silver box?
Yes, those are the same tones.
That's for repeater control.
It's the same tones. Those A, B, C, D are the same as you'd find on an old phone. Do you know the code or the tone?
All right. Anybody else got any other questions? We've got G33K, Black Hat Geek, Telco Geek, and INET Protocol Geek.
The audience gives up. It's 1,633 hertz. Yeah, see, he knew that.
Go straight for the balls.
Oh, wow. This is going to be really bad if nobody wants to ask any questions.
I mean, yeah, like, what's the worst thing that could happen? Like, we get it right?
Yeah, just step on up. Don't forget to pick your geek.
Leather jacket geek. What's the transmit frequency and PL tone for Wendy's next door?
For what?
Wendy's next door, the fast food place.
That's a trick question. They're on a closed circuit system.
No, they have a transmit frequency and PL tone. Right here.
Well, yeah, for the PL.
Who wants to know what the PL tone is?
You just want to know the PL, or do you want the frequency too?
Both would be good.
Is the PL 100?
It's in the 100 range, yeah.
123?
No.
14.8?
114.8?
No.
Can we adjourn for 10 minutes while he runs next door and finds out?
Sure, let's take a break.
All right, well, you at least get to ask one of your questions now.
Okay.
What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
The transmit frequency is 154.5150. PL tone's 162.2.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And they've shut down the drive-thru for the remainder of the day. We have the sound clips to prove it.
Okay. My question. No, dude, it's different. All right. Respectively, for Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover, what is the first digit of the account number for each brand?
Visa's 4, MasterCard's 5. What was the other two?
American Express and Discover.
Discover 6.
And Amex's?
3.
Oh, you get two prizes. Ooh!
Nice.
Let's see what fabulous prizes we have here.
Dude, wait, give him one of mine. Like, give him the PCMCA one.
That doesn't require the CD, does it?
No.
Just give him this?
Yeah, give him that.
All right, we got to give him something else, too.
What pops out of the PC card?
Nice.
It just, like, slides right in.
No pin pad permission or
anything. Nothing. Okay.
and you win the magazine collection of 1999.
Hey, yo, is my issue a Black Tail in there?
What is it? Miscellaneous magazines from 1999.
Wow.
And that. Anybody else?
Come on, tell them what the PC card is.
All right, I have a question. Why is that guy fucking videotaping us?
Well, maybe we'll change the format a little bit. Maybe we'll let you, just one by one, we'll let you ask one of your questions, and if the audience can answer it right, since nobody's stepping up to ask questions.
You want to just go rotation?
Basically, this means that the audience has successfully been owned at this point.
It becomes Beat the Dweebs.
Does that sound pretty much reasonable? Yeah, so we'll just start here. Yeah. And you ask one of your questions?
Oh.
Okay.
Who here does applications?
Actually, you don't have to actually pick.
Does that count as his question?
Okay.
How about Brian takes one? He hasn't done one yet.
I think I'll take a chance here, and we'll go with G33K, the unknown here. Microsoft Web Server, you got an application throwing a 501.3 error back to the client. What's it mean?
501.3?
Mm-hmm.
I have no fucking clue.
It means that the out-of-process process supporting that application has ceased responding.
Well, that's one prize.
So the web server blue screen.
No.
Is there any other Microsoft?
No, the web server is still fine. It's just that particular application is not responding. Okay.
All right, this is related to Linux Prokofest madness.
I give.
Well, if he answers it,
I'll take a shot.
That crowd can answer it, though, they can rush it too.
Okay.
So. Okay. Under Linux 2.4, what is the default executable format of /proc/kcore?
No idea.
Can anybody else answer that?
Anybody else got
Come
that?
On, give me some love here.
Well, is it Elf?
Yes.
Yes.
Elf. Come up with something harder. I knew that one.
Yeah, that's what I would have guessed.
You want to come up and get a prize?
It was either A out or Elf.
Okay. Well, you still get a prize, too. So we've got two prizes giving out here.
Well, you can choose.
Let's see here. We've got...
Here we go.
For you, Ohio Bell Maritech... fun book holder and a Linux magazine from April 2000.
Nice.
And then for you, we've got another TNI. Woo! All right, does anybody else have a question?
I'll take a G33K. In an ELF binary, which one of the tables does GDB require in order to load the binary successfully?
What do you mean, like a symbol table or a string table?
Like the different tables they have in there.
The names of the sections?
There's a program section, the program segments, they have the section table, they have this symbol table and string table. Which section, if removed, will GDB not be able to load the binary?
I have to say .gnu.version_R.
No, it's the section table, although that the loader depends on the program table. So.
Go ahead, shoot your question.
Also related to Linux Prokofest madness. Hold on, let me pick a really good one this time. What conditions must be met in order to read a process's memory image via proc PID mem entry?
I don't know.
Does anybody else have the answer for that?
We'll read it again.
I say, what conditions must be met in order to read a process's memory image?
I'm gonna
ptrace exploit?
Process must be ptraced and the task must be stopped.
Right. Okay, well, you still got one prize for stumping the geek. Let's see, what do we have here? Here, you've got a 350-watt ATX power supply. Woohoo!
Did that come out of one of the podiums?
I don't know.
All right, does anybody else have a question? Or should we start randomly just shooting them off until we run out of prizes? Yeah, it would be Black Leather Coat Geek. Oh, wait, okay.
All right, the Black Hat Geek. And Cold Fusion, what is the actual file that has to be present to restrict access to pages? And what is the actual tag in the page that locks that application?
I refuse to know anything about Cold Fusion. Fuck that shit.
Okay, so that's 1 point and one prize. Go ahead.
Okay. What two humorous hardware reconfigurations or modifications are needed to make an NT3.51 x86 machine C2 compliant?
I love this one.
I don't know.
Anybody?
Anybody?
Yeah.
Network card and whack the removable storage.
Correct.
Oh. Well, you get another prize. And we still got two prizes sitting up here, I think.
I believe this specific term was to remove the network adapter and super glue the floppy drive shut.
Yeah, so NT is not secure if it can see the outside world.
Here we go. We've got a copy of Pogo Linux, 3 CD set, and a ISA 3COM network card. Woohoo!
Now, if you install that in an NT351 box, it will not be C2 compliant.
All right, does anybody else have a question?
I bet that terrorist in the back does.
Well, we'll introduce the geeks again. We've got G33K, Black Hat Geek, Telco Geek, and iNet Protocol Geek. Yeah.
Which one's good on Sun machines?
No, you just pick whichever one you want to pick.
Okay. This is a blue guy.
Is this reverse blue polarity guy. Man again?
What?
Are you reverse polarity man?
No.
Okay, that was somebody else. Okay.
I do binaries and kernel mods. But on a Spark machine, what is the silo buffer and what happens when it gets overflown?
What is the what buffer?
Silo buffer.
Silo. That would be suddenly in, last out, and what happens when it overflows is the machine implodes.
It's actually CILO, and it's actually the serial buffer on the motherboard. And when it gets overflown, the system dies.
So, as I said, it explodes.
Okay.
Well, now he gets to ask you a question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. On a T1 line, AMI line coding is usually paired with D4 framing format. What framing format is usually paired with B8ZS line coding? Anyone but Ben. Very good.
Okay, so is that one prize and one prize?
Yes.
So you did get it wrong. His question.
I'm good.
Yes. Okay, so we got two prizes to give out.
It's not our prize.
Serially.
Yay! I didn't get that one.
Let's see.
That one.
Who got the ESS right?
Somebody back in the green shirt.
Well, then we'll do this.
Here's your modem.
Here's your proprietary Ameritech network operations manual. And here's your ISA.
Is
network
that video
card.
Tape stop back there?
Yay! Woohoo! All right. Do we have anybody else with a question? Then we've got two lined up. Yay!
On the default install of Roscoe.
You gotta pick your geek.
Oh, pick a geek.
Yes.
I'll pick at the end. Okay. Default install of Roscoe. What is the PF key which is used to go back a screen?
What the fuck is Roscoe?
Yeah, is this like one of those, like the IBM
VMCMS.
It's not the. It's probably the second most popular IBM text editor on a mainframe.
You've got to
take my answer from before that you refuse to know anything about this shit.
I think you've got a 1 in 6,000 chance.
See, if you had asked about the third most popular text editor for what the fuck ever.
Well, there are only about 700 PF keys on the keyboard.
I'm going to take function 6.
PF6.
Close. Divide it by 2 and you got it.
PF3.
Oh, next time I'm in front of a what the fuck ever. Be all up on it.
Yeah, I picked the most obscure technology I know about. Mainframes.
Tell me what OSI layer Squid and other HTTP proxies run on.
Layer 3?
No. Layer 7.
Oh,
and now no one else gets a prize.
You still get one prize, though. Let's see what we got over here in the bag of fun. A miscellaneous speed Aztec modem. Woohoo! Next question.
This is for the Teleco Geek in regards to RAM. What PC, can you tell me how many pins PC100 SDRAM has and the timing on it?
And the timing on it?
Yes.
All right. It's 130 some and...
Wrong.
Okay.
168 pins and 8 nanoseconds.
Ouch. That's fast. I remember buying like 70 nanosecond RAM because it was just a little bit more expensive than the 80 nanosecond.
EDO.
Wow. No, EDO RAM. This was before anybody came up with extended it out. All right. I got yours wrong. It's time for you to do the same. What's the characteristic impedance of the wire that T1 pairs are traditionally run on?
Can you repeat the question? I'm stalling.
What's the characteristic impedance of a T1 pair?
What the fuck is impedance?
Yes.
We'll see what kind of fabulous prize we can dig up for that one.
110, FYI.
We've got another miscellaneous wind modem. Woohoo!
And who's?
Come on up.
Whose junk pile is this? This prize box.
I just had people giving me prizes, so I'm like, oh, okay.
I gotta go clean out my car. I've got some stuff to give.
We might need them.
This may seem very basic to a few, but how many nibbles are in an IP address?
Choose one of us first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which of you is the smartest? Okay. Let's see. I don't know.
Guy in the won't know it.
Oh, that's the goal?
Yeah. You have to beat the game.
I see.
You pick who's vulnerable.
Okay, I'll take the guy on the left.
That's
his right. How many nibbles are in an IP address? Good question.
Great, now it's going to be version 6.
6.
How many nibbles?
Yes.
I think there's 100, wait, 5e11. It's 5e11.
Correct. Just seeing if anybody knew what a nibble was. Thank you.
No, he gets to ask.
Oh my God.
Well, he might still have the chance to get a prize.
Okay.
Four nibbles per byte.
I'm sorry, 2 nibbles per byte. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I can't do math. Thank you. So I won. Okay.
I was wondering how the fuck I got that. I was just doing JT's category of everything is 5e11. Tell me what port syslog traditionally runs on.
514 UDP.
Very good.
Thank you.
Ooh, you got both of them.
We'll give you a real pimpin' prize here. How about like an official DEF CON 9? I spotted the Fed t-shirt. Woo! Let's see. Anybody else got a question?
Ben has a question? Oh, I saw your finger. Sure. I guess we'll play until we run out of prizes, and then, you know, we can all just BS for a
while. I'm not a smart ass, just a hobbyist, but got on the left.
Thank
and,
you.
And a pole select network, how many terminals can be hooked up serially to one modem?
I'm sorry, what was that?
In a pole select network, how many computers can be hooked up serially to one modem?
Who designed this network?
Originally, well, they are now called
the
Unisys.
Crackhead?
No, they're now called Unisys.
Gross.
Beforehand, it was... I can't remember. It's one of the companies that joined with that formed Unisys. I can't remember.
Can I phone a friend? on his behalf?
Sure.
My friend.
Actually...
No,
I don't mind. Yeah.
No, okay.
Why don't we say one?
It's 255. Nice round number. So. Any. Your turn.
What's the latest version of HTTP?
1.1?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Got a special.
I'm getting owned.
That's okay.
We've got an AMD t-shirt. Ooh, extra large.
Pre-washed and shrunk. Woohoo!
Does anybody else have a question? Oh, here, we'll let you, and then we'll let... And you got to stand up and stuff. There you go.
All right. For the IP guy, what protocol number is GRE?
Fuck you.
No. I was going to say, I got an actual diploma. I don't know anything about GEDs. But.
it's 49.
Okay.
How about, tell me what port encrypted SMTP generally runs on. Tell me what port encrypted SMTP generally runs on.
What is that? What's the name of it? Like submission or something? Or is that?
No, just like.
What's the name of the service?
Encrypted SMTP.
It's just SMTP with encryption.
Yeah.
25.
Shit.
What?
I'm gonna start throwing stuff.
So did he get both of those right then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, encrypted SMTP? It doesn't run over 25.
Yeah.
What
does
it run
over? 587.
So you get 1 or 2 points.
It's 587, isn't it?
I'm looking up right now.
Yeah, it's...
Uh-oh, there may be a debate here.
Secure SMTP has run over 587, I thought.
Well, let's ask the crowd. Does anybody have the correct answer for that?
Yeah, anybody who has a services file on their computer right now.
Yeah. what's this? That's what I was asking. What's the name of it?
SSMTP. SMTP protocol for TLS/SSL was SSMTP, which is now SMTPS.
Okay, so you only got one of them right then. Okay, yeah, let's ask another question. That was a bad question. Let's ask another one. Ask him another one.
How about I defer to DC? Have him ask a question.
All right, we'll let someone else.
You have to ask him a question.
Wait, I have to ask him a question?
Yeah.
Okay. By which common informal name is 10 base 5 known as?
Ethernet? 10 base 5. Oh, ThinNet?
No.
Is it ThickNet?
He had it first.
Who had it first out there?
Okay.
Let's see. We've got Yeah, monitor thingy majig. Woohoo!
Just ran out.
And for you, we've got whatever's left in this bag here. Oh, another US Robotics 336 fax modem. Woohoo!
Where's the power supply for that?
I don't know. It wasn't in the prize bag. That's right. And we'll get you next.
We'll go with Black Hat Geek here.
Okay.
NT4, standard edition.
Right.
Maximum RAM that can be allocated to a single process.
2 gig?
3.
All right. If you're in a conversation and you're mentioning C5, CCITT, KP, ST, and country directs, what are you talking about?
Repeat the list.
If you're talking about C5, CCITT, KP, ST, and country directs, what are you talking about?
Mobile phones.
Wrong.
Okay, we do have someone in the
boxing. Correct.
Woo! So we got 2 prizes to give out. Oh, hey. We've got a SCSI CD-ROM drive. Nice. And another Wind modem. Woohoo!
Now, I know that CD-ROM came out of the podium.
No, actually, that came out of an HP UX server. And you've got a question, that's right.
I'll go with G33K. What port does EA server use to communicate with Oracle?
What server?
EA server. Sybase's enterprise application server.
Don't know.
9000.
Should I ask you Linux Crackfest Madness or one of the motherfucking bonus questions?
I'll go with the second one.
Okay. Well, I only have one of those, and I really suck at math, so this is probably wrong. Using clock arithmetic, what is 4 plus 7 mod 6?
4 plus 7. 2.
5.
Still get a prize, though. Woo-hoo. All right, we have a NEC Max 920 cell phone user manual and an AT&T 3610 to go with it.
Yo, if you wanna sell that, come find me.
Does anybody else have a question?
I have a question for the telco geek. What 2 protocol names, I guess, would be for caller ID? There's one for without a name, and there's one for with, or there's one for without a date, I think, and there's one for with a date.
When it's indicated on a line, they call it CPID or calling party identification.
What's the protocol? It's 4-letter acronym. There's 2 of them. They're the last same 3, but it's different for.
Congratulations.
Okay.
It's like MDMF and CMDF.
Well, these guys will ask you a question.
Yeah. I'll hold on the mic.
All right.
I don't know anything about phones.
In a central office, all the equipment runs on 48 volts DC, positive ground. Why is it positive ground? You have 2 backup hitters.
They like to keep things positive in the office.
On the left side of the aisle.
Who's the first one to have his hand
up? In the green.
The guy in the green?
Electrons flow from negative to positive.
And what would that have to do with anything?
Positive ground.
Why would you pick that over negative ground?
Because they use ground loop start to, on the other end, at like the customer location, we use a ground loop start to initiate the call.
Again, what advantage would positive ground have over negative in that situation?
Grounded directly to the earth that way. Guessing.
Oh, you could do that with negative ground too.
Maybe.
Any chemistry geeks in here?
Reduces the oxidation of the ground terminals.
Yes.
Nope.
Yeah. Ions.
That
was
right.
Ions in the soil are more likely to be attracted to a wire which is positively charged. If you have a negative ground system, your outside lines will corrode quickly. Whereas in a positive ground system, your outside terminals don't corrode.
We've got
a
gender bender and an AUI for you, and a set of AUIs over here. Woo!
I'll ask it if you don't.
Oh. All right, is there another question in the back there? Here, I can walk up the side way here, I think.
That's going to be a wireless question number four.
Under group, let's go with the network geek because he's got a shot at this one. Under groupwise 5.5, what port does Novell groupwise client connect to the server on?
What port does the client do what?
What port does the client use to communicate with the server?
It's Ethernet port.
Looking for something a little more specific.
What port does it connect to?
When you bring up the client, it asks you for an IP address and a port.
Yeah. No, I don't know. How about 67 UDP?
He got it right. It's 1677 and wasn't sure what his answer was.
In PHP, there's a couple different functions for creating random numbers that are native. What's the more secure one?
Add user?
SRAN.
Oh, I had that.
Oh. Ha ha.
All right, we still got to give out a prize here. We're getting one of them. Let's see. You got a print server. Woohoo! Hey, does anybody else have a question?
Hopefully this isn't too shitty. G through 3K. Hopefully you don't know this. What are the three types of virtual LANing on a Cisco router? I don't know anything about Cisco, so.
Neither do I.
All right. Does anyone want to answer?
So that's one question.
There, the Cisco routing virtual LANing.
Well, if you don't know the answer.
No, I do. I do. I didn't want to know if anyone else did. Virtual LANing on Cisco routers. There's three types of virtual LANing. What are they? Yeah. Like, the ways you can assign out to virtual LANing. Like, assigning the virtual LAN, the computers to the virtual LAN.
In the router or in the switch?
In the switches. Yeah. Should I say the answer then, so you know what I'm talking about? All right. It's hopefully I got this right. Port centric, dynamic, and static. That's all right. I just
from 1998 to mid 1999. What was Paul Vixie's password on FTP.netBSD.org?
Anonymous.
I can't give you that answer.
No, dude, come on, dude.
No, the password's dude. Still the same.
No, dude. The investigation's over.
You gotta ask a question that you can know the answer to.
Okay, fine. I'll choose a different question. That was a little too harsh. this is a programming question related to ELF.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Looking at the ELF header file, what is the result of the definition SHT underscore LO user shifted to the left by 4 in hexadecimal?
Fuck.
That's my answer. 0x08000000.
I'll remember that next time.
It's pretty fucking pointless.
Yeah. It looks like
Let's
a
see, what else
static like eliminator
we have here.
Well, the cord, it's got a ground
well.
Itself.
Well, all we have left are pretty big prizes. So we'll just give you this. This looks pretty useful. The Sound Blaster Live Book. Woohoo! Does anybody else have a question?
This is for the internet geek on the left side. What's the difference between the channeling structure on an Ameritech PRI and a Verizon Clear Channel DS1?
Well, a Clear Channel DS1 plays the same music you would hear in any market anywhere. In
Not quite.
Yeah, I don't quite know this one.
And Ameritech PRI has 2356K channels and 156K channel for control. Clear Channel DS1 with Verizon is composed of 2464K channels, where 8K of each channel is dedicated for control.
How do you dedicate for something as something for control if they call it a clear
channel? It's messed up how it does it, but all of our circuits for our ISP are like that when all in our Verizon territories. It's really messed up.
You guys are getting screwed.
Pretty much. They're expensive.
All right. In SQL, what character indicates the end of a statement?
Go ahead. Isn't that right offhand?
Semicolon?
Yes. Okay, we still got prizes to give out. Don't go away. For you, we've got another Sound Blaster Live book.
I have two, come on. I won one last night.
You can wipe your ass for a month with those things. All
right, well, you have a Telosity DSL modem now. Sweet. And then you have a Sound Blaster Live book. Woohoo! Anybody else have any questions?
Do you have one?
Sure, okay.
All right, using TCP dump, you want to get a full capture.
Who?
Specify a geek.
Oh. They got a network guy up there? Huh? Network guy. Okay. All right. Using TCP dump on an Ethernet network, you want to capture the full snap length. What do you need to set the snap length to?
Whatever the MTU is.
Actually, that's not going to do it.
Oh, wait. You say on an Ethernet network?
Yes.
1,500?
That's incorrect.
Well, they get to ask you questions.
Oh, yeah.
Well, fuck me in the ass and call me Susie. Come on.
No. Okay. Do you want me to give them the answer? Or
Yeah.
It would have to either be 1520 or set to unlimited with a dash
S0. Because
of
the IP header plus the TCP header, but what if you're using UDP?
You're not going to capture the full packet length on an IP packet on Ethernet network, then, are you? You're actually better off setting it to dash S0 so that you capture full packets regardless of the size. But you're going to be dropping packets 20 bits off the packet if you set it to 1500.
I feel very dirty for not knowing the options for TCP dump.
I'm learning. Do you want to fire back a question, or can I nail him?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. You got one?
You haven't asked many.
Oh, yeah, I know. Just nobody asked me. Wait, which one? Okay, in the
you
realm
gotta say what section it's from, dude.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what do you mean, what section? Oh, that.
Yeah.
Wait, which one? Oh, that one. Oh, yeah, this is the motherfucking bonus questions. number five. In Unix, what does the OD command do?
Opens a tape device.
Hell no.
Fuck, beats me.
Did he have it first? Or?
No, I think he had it first. Second.
Well,
it read from like standard input and will output in hexadecimal or octal depending on options, but it outputs the character in relative.
Octal dump, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you want to
trade some of those on
day.
A good t-shirt?
Cool. We have little small ones to give back out, and you get a t-shirt. Woohoo! Okay, does anybody else have a question to ask?
Yeah, I have a question. Why does JT have a pride purple cable on his mic?
We'll go with Protocol Geek. SQL, Microsoft SQL Server. You can have only how many clustered indices on a table and why?
Why don't we say we can have 8 clustered indices, and because Microsoft's a stupid bit.
No, you can only have 1, and that's because it reorders the data in the table's data in the file to follow that clustered index.
Ah.
Any question?
Why don't you take your name?
All right. Anybody but the guy in the green in the back can answer this one because I know he'll know it. What replaced in-band signaling on telephone circuits to prevent toll fraud?
Out-of-band signaling.
What? Yeah. The protocol name.
No. No idea.
What's the most widely used one? Yes. All right, you can't answer telco questions either.
I don't want any more problems.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
Okay.
We can do that. All right, I think... how
trading
we
things.
Oh, I got some more.
I'm doing okay.
All right. How about we go to, like, a lightning round now, where you guys will just start firing off questions.
Okay.
And only right. one person... Oh, sorry sure. about that. Only one person's got to get it.
What programming language was C's predecessor?
Saw that hand. For
it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Pardon? Correct.
How do you know?
All right, Telco Geek, go ahead.
Anyone want to tell me in a central office environment what the acronym BITS stands for? Nobody at all. Okay. That's the Building Integrated Timing Supply. It's the clock source for every piece of equipment on the premises.
Are you on questions?
Can I take your own seat?
Okay.
I got some too.
Well, I was just...
on OC circuits, they're comprised of payload envelopes called what?
Anyone know what the payload envelope of an optical carrier line is referred to as? Somebody must have ordered something faster than a DS3 at best. Come on.
Wow, and the crowd is silent.
You can have up to 768 of these in a single wavelength on a fiber. Nobody's ever lusted after fast circuits and said, "Man,
Nate, we try to get
laid." All right, well, You want to go ahead and give the answer to that?
I want an STS-1 tonight. Come on. All right.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, G33K.
This is related to Linux Sprockfest Madness. What is the proc root inode number? What is the proc root inode number? What, under procfs, what is the inode number of the root of procfs? Wherever it be mounted. The answer is really really easy, actually. One.
Who said that one? Woohoo! You get a SCSI CD-ROM and AUI and a gender bender. Yay!
Let's see. No, fuck that. In the mid-90s, at a certain notorious Washington, D.C. 2600 meeting at the Pentagon City Mall, which federal agency created the scandal when they rousted all the 2600 guards?
Who had their hands up first?
Black blue.
The guy in the blue here?
Correct.
You get a copy of Steal This Computer Book 2. Maybe you shouldn't sit up front. All right. Oh, then it's down to you two, then.
All these are going to be related to Linux Sprockfest Madness. I don't know why I chose this topic.
I don't. Nobody knows it.
In the test, guess why too. A T, meaning stopped, can also mean what? In the task state array, a T, also meaning stopped, can also mean what? Traced. T.
Okay. Next.
Cellular world, what does CTEC stand for?
Cellular Telephone Experimenter's Kit.
Correct.
You get a copy of Linux in the Workplace. Yay! A workplace? Next. Yep. Until we're out of questions or prizes.
Where can character device driver procfs directory entries, if needed, be found? Where can character device driver procfs directory entries, if needed, be found?
Guy in the black and blue.
Slash proc slash driver.
You're not supposed to give it away.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Next.
Which notorious UX, I'm sorry, which notorious United States X-25 hacker eluded the Secret Service for over 2 years in 1989?
How do you do something for over 2 years in 1 year?
How did elude them in 1989? No, Parmaster.
Parmaster. Okay, next question.
God damn it. File system syscontrols are located in what procfs directory? Slash proc slash sys slash fs. It's something different. The syscontrol is just overlaid into procfs.
In the telco world, what does Turk stand for? Wow. T-I-R-K-S.
Wow.
The trunk information record keeping system.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
What is I missed it.
Relocation table,
what does
it do? On a switch.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not using the right term, but that's how I was told.
Go for it.
It's for forwarding like an address, relocating it to a different address if you had like 222 of a prefix going to 2223 or something like that.
Oh, it's like a digit absorber in a step-by-step switch, but in a computerized one.
Yeah.
Wow. Never heard of it.
You're having the prize.
You're going to be discouraged from asking questions because we're going to pile prizes on you.
I just want to get to this question now. I was going to wait till later, and actually this is going to be my last question, but I want to ask it now. The question is, why am I asking all these lame-ass Prakafest questions?
Blonde-haired kid?
Actually, the answer is I don't know the answer.
I
just didn't
answer.
Have anything else.
Yeah,
to
I think
ask,
his was out. Warrants another prize here. We'll give you a smart card reader.
Nope. All out.
But think of how cool you'll be when you go into work with one of those little monitor screens.
Who wants a cryptography question? Dark Cube. In the Desmodes of operation, which mode lets you run a block cipher as a synchronous stream cipher?
Is this synchronous?
Synchronous.
OFB.
Yes.
What a prize. There's some leftover food here. Ask a decent one so I can give away the last two decent prizes.
Okay. What is the name of the cipher adopted by the United States Data Encryption Standard? What's the name of the cipher adopted by the U.S. Data Encryption Standard?
Seen the guy back there first? That is correct. You get a fingerprint reader.
The question was, what is the name for the cipher adopted by the United States Data Encryption Standard?
And who developed it?
And
IBM. IBM, right? For who developed it?
I think so. It was either IBM or Lucent, or they didn't exist.
Yeah. Okay, well, since about encryption, in BitJax has a command / encrypt. For encrypting IRC communications.
Prop 13.
Actually, it's XOR. What modification to the standard XOR encryption system did they use to help secure against its weaknesses?
I just say public and private key.
What?
The addition of key exchange between clients that want to communicate.
No.
No, I
haven't. Oh, they use CVC chaining or using blocks of 8 bytes. So.
Okay, well.
What was the
crypto question? What was the predecessor? What was AES based on? It was written by the same people, but it was the predecessor before. Does anybody know?
It was heavily based off of it. It's like square plus betterness.
It even says on the website.
I got one that's not super hard but is suitably obscure. What was the boot disk for an Amiga called? It's something you might do with a boot. Here's your hint.
Good.
Kickstart. Yes. Is that prize worthy?
I guess.
Pull the floppy out of the apple drive.
Oh.
In the podium. That'll be his prize.
We're going to start taking this thing apart. And, here, this will be the next prize.
No. Yeah, I'm going to the floppy. No, this will be it. We'll, well, we'll do the whole thing. You can put that with the collection, all the sun stuff you have, too.
Woohoo! Hey, there's some shit in here, too.
One more question. Come on, guys. Give a question. Don't stop it. Yeah. We're not giving that away.
All right. I have a good question. What the fuck is this?
Oh. There you go.
Let me read the designations on the chips. Oh. Let me peel the label off the chip so I can
read it. Not out of a Dell computer. Yeah.
Part of it's been broken off, which will make it a lot harder. Because the part that was on here was real easy.
Ooh.
Stop it. You keep cutting yourself.
All right. The main chip is a National Semiconductor BS9706. It came out of the Dell.
Onboard net?
Yes.
Ooh.
He wins it.
All right, here's the final pro. Oh, you're giving that away. Okay, one more question, guys.
You're very stealthy.
Didn't even see him running across making funny.
You should work for Dial a Ninja. Great.
The start of that whole sequence was Banzai!
Let your fingers do the stalking. We need a really super nasty question.
Just something.
What did JT just break?
Well, the laptops will probably soon shut off now.
Yeah, plug that back into the wall.
Yeah, oh, it does work now. I crunched the power strip.
Okay, let's do this.
Oh, wait, I've got one.
No.
What is...
Yeah. Do that one.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Wait.
What are you looking for?
No.
Yeah, it'll...
No, this one actually be better. When connecting to an average packet switch network like Telenet or TimeNet or SprintNet in the U.S., what are the terminal settings that you usually use on when you're dialing into the nationwide toll-free 800 number? Yeah, bit, baud, parity, all that stuff. There's a default setting that's recommended for the toll-free 800 number nationwide in the U.S.
For what you listed, like six different X25 networks.
But it's pretty much all the same for all of them for the toll-free. Anybody?
Is it
2471.
How long has that been the standard?
Light since.
Since they had an ASO.
What is the default password on a Toshiba Perception EX system?
PBX.
Did you steal one and you need to work on it? I'm going to say null password.
Well, I think this...
What was the dial-in port on that? No, I mean, like, what was the number on the dial-in port?
Well, I guess since we're out of questions...
We gotta ask him a question first before we give that prize out, man.
I got one that he can answer.
All right. Ask your question. I thought you said he had a question to ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows this. Yeah.
Okay, ask it.
What's the default repeater shift offset on 2 meters? 2 meters.
On 2 meter. Radio.
The answer will be in hertz or a multiple.
In kilohertz. 600.
You said 600, didn't you? Woohoo! You win the Maritech raincoat. Well, sure. You'll have to put it on and model it now.
Okay.
Well, we're out of prizes now, so that basically concludes Beat the Geeks. If anybody's that upset, I'm sorry. We didn't run the whole 2 hours. We didn't expect to go through all the questions and prizes so quickly.